That's not it, is it?
Huh? Come on, just hold it.
What's the matter? Where are you going? Oh, hey, while you're out there, would you get me something cold to drink? Actually, I'll have champagne. Can you hear me? Did I tell you about the guy that I met? Of course I didn't tell you about the guy that I met. How could I have? Anyway, Carol, my girlfriend Carol introduced you to this gorgeous 6-foot hunk with blue eyes. I said, Cecily, I said to myself, you have finally met a winner. So he said, well, would you like to go and see where I work? And I said, oh, would I? Absolutely. Can you hear me? So we arrive at this mansion. This mansion is absolutely beautiful. We go inside, and there's this room, and there's bodies all over. There's 3 bodies, in actuality. Can you hear me? Anyway, he takes me out. We arrive at this place, which is, it's like a mansion. Can you hear me? Anyway, we arrive and in the one room, and there's 3 bodies. Well, these bodies are all cold, and they all have makeup on. Well, of course, I mean, they're dead. Well, the next thing is that he has a weird look in his eye, and he comes up to me. Excuse he comes me, up I, to me, like well, he said, listen, and kissed me.
I'm not feeling
and
well.
I'm
not feeling well. I'd really appreciate it if you leave.
Where's my champagne?
No, you don't seem to understand. I'm not feeling well, and I'll take you back to where I picked you up, but please get dressed
I'll tell
and
you
sleep.
What. Get off! You don't
get the fuck out!
Never been treated like this before. I don't know where you think you get off. I happen to be a lady. Yes, I happen to be a lady. You wouldn't recognize one if it hit you in the face. I mean, Tony said you were a nice guy. You wait till I get my hands on Tony. You're weird, you know that? You are strange. Thank you for nothing.